WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
We're back. We're live. It's the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. This is not dishing it out. This is actually the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive chat. If you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use credit code RockinSock or Lin's M Warden for 49 item chat because it's a brand new season. Doji.
Woo!
And we're hashtag a big partners. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. That's Lindsay Ward.
We're here. We're live. We're back. It's awesome.
It's only been a week.
It's only been a week, but it's been a long, stressful week
for one of us. Yes, it's been a very long, long, long stressful week. So I appreciate everybody dealt with it, who's listened to Dishing It Out the one time I did it, because I had to give you all an update. And we're going to have a second, but I didn't like how it sounded, so you didn't get a second. Which means we're probably doing a show live Thursday. After that, I'm not promising anything else for now. We're going to take it day by day, and if I feel like streaming on that day, we're going to stream on that day for this week. So, that's how we're going to play it. That's your update. We're going to review Crown Jewel on Thursday and go from there. So, we're going to play that out and then go from there. So, stay up to date at twitter.com/WildTalkRadio. That's your website update and things and podcasting and all the fun stuff. Now then, let's talk about Monday Night Raw. We're on the road to Survivor Series and War Game, which is 2 weeks from this Saturday.
That's a quick build.
It is a quick build, but they've been building things for a while.
Oh, they've been building things for a while, yeah, but it's still, they're just coming off of Crown Jewel. Like, they were just there, so, you know, the fact that you have 2 weeks between pay-per-views is a little crazy.
Kind of confused as why neither World Championship will be defended in Survivor Series. They might not be doing champion versus champion. You might as well, since either are being defended. Because Roman's not working. He just defended it this month at Crown Jewel. Seth Rollins defended it at Crown Jewel. Seth Rollins defended it tonight on Monday Night Raw. You don't need, as we've seen with the other company, a World Championship match to take place on your pay-per-view premium live event. Because your main event is War Game.
I mean, to be completely honest, I enjoy Roman versus Seth, but do we all really need Roman versus Seth again?
We do not need Roman versus Seth, and we won't be seeing Roman Reigns wrestle until the Royal Rumble.
I mean, this is a better use of Seth, especially since, you know, Senor Money in the Bank is involved in this match, and hey, the World Heavyweight Champion, that's one he has, right?
Yeah.
Is involved in the match, and oh hey, there's a contract. Damian Cash is in anywhere, anytime. So say Seth's a little beaten up after War Games. Say he's a little tired. Say he can't quite fully defend. Especially if Judgment Day comes out on top. They could pick the bones of Seth Rollins and, well, Damian could become your world heavyweight champion at Survivor Series.
He possibly could.
Or they hold it. But it's a perfect moment to crown a new champion as well.
So let's talk all about it. Seth Rollins opened up Monday Night Raw because he is the visionary, the revolutionary. He's still your world heavyweight champion. He thanked Drew McIntyre because now he's at a better level than he once was before then. And, you know, he was a man of his word. He did not have the help from Judgment Day. It may have helped him, but we'll talk about that at some other point. But he also wanted to thank Sami Zayn. He called him out to the ring. He said, I thought you were going to have the briefcase, but I learned that you did it because you had handed over to Adam Pearce. And Zayn's like, yep, that happened. Rollins knew that because he saw it in Pierce's office. Because when Sammy left, Rollins went in there. Well, he sort of like came up with an idea. You don't, because they're talking back and forth about how, you know, who's running Monday Night Raw. Is it the Judgment Day or is it Seth Rollins? Zayn doesn't win the Judgment Day, become Bloodline 2.0 if they have all the titles. But Rollins talked to Pierce and, well, he said he got Sami Zayn a title match. Whenever he wants. Zayn was like, Oh, really? And I will become world champion whenever I do that. But I don't want to fight a man who's compromised. I want to fight you when you're 100%. Seth is like, buddy, stop the crap. Just say when. Sammy was like, right here.
Now.
Tonight.
They just take your shot, Sammy. Just take your shot.
Damian was not happy backstage and he was arguing with all the rest of Judgment Day, and then but he had to go get his briefcase and everything like that. JD was wearing a Damian Priest shirt. He asked, "Did you buy it?" Anyway, that was a nice little dig there. But it led to the tag team champions taking on the New Day, Finn and Damian taking on Kofi and Xavier Woods, with Judgment Day getting the win. Good match all around.
This is a really good match. This was very entertaining. We're building tension in the Judgment Day, which we always like to see, you know, just that little bit of edge, that little bit of tension that maybe not everything's quite okay. Like, very good. I like it. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I thought this was really good. I enjoyed it immensely, especially between Damian and JD, like all this setup and the stuff with Seth and Sammy. I will not turn that down. Ever.
We had some interaction between Sammy and Jay and how, you know, sorry about what happened, because they showed him losing at the Chamber. Sorry about that. But he's fired up about Sammy possibly winning the world title tonight and said next week, Kim and Cody have a shot at the tag team titles. And well, guess what? Maybe this time next week, we're all champion. But it led to the main event on Monday Night Raw of Sami Zayn and Seth Rollins for the world heavyweight title. Really good match.
I'm surprised we got this for free.
Seth picked up the win. Sammy and Seth shook hands. Sammy left. He got jumped by the Judgment Day.
God, did he get jumped. Like, they literally jumped him. I think Dominic pounced on him.
Jay made the save. Cody made the save. And then we got him pull apart from everyone. And then we got the official announcement of War Games. Should be fun.
I think they should get Charlie Dempsey, too.
I mean, they could just air an old clip of it, but, you know.
Yeah, they could do that, too. But it's War Games. We should get a fresh one every year.
We should get a fresh one every year. So that was the main event of Monday Raw. Really good match. Still world heavyweight champion is Seth freaking Rollins. But other things happened on the show. Got all that, the big story out of the way. Let's get to some of the minor things. We had a really good match between DIY, which is Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, taking on the Creed brothers, Brutus and Julius. Brutus, Julius, and Ivy Nile are officially on Monday Night Raw, signing their contracts. They had a hell of a matchup last week against the Alpha Academy. And this week they had a good match. DIY. Holy sound.
Wow, that was a lot of sound.
That was loud. Why was that so loud? Waiting for it.
You hit a sub goal.
He did hit a sub goal. That's probably the sound. That was it. Wow, that was loud. Cool.
Thank you for subbing, whoever you were.
Whoever it was, share a sub and we'll hit the button. It was loud. It was loud. Also, your fault. Share your sub and then there you get a fireworks and boom, all the things. Also, your fault. Okay, so I know sub goal has a sound.
good thing to know.
waiting for Cage to hit the share button on his sub, and then we'll, or he's not going to, and we'll just continue to do the thing. But appreciate it, Cage, for the sub. Because there'll be a sound for that. But wow, that was loud. Okay, fix that. I gotta put that on a notation for that. Anyway, Julius and...
I knew you'd come.
Wacko Ninja just subscribed with Prime.
There it is.
Is it Matt Hardy?
Yes. Thank you for 15 months, Keishi.
Thanks, Keishi.
See, that was what we worked on last week, or 2 weeks ago before everything blew up. That was one of the new sounders we put in. So, there you go. But yeah, interference from, distraction from Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci, allowing Julius and Brutus to get the win. You too can use your Prime membership to subscribe for free by just clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen if you link your Amazon account to your Twitch account. And it's called, once again, Prime Gaming. That was a good match.
It was a very good match. Congratulations to the Kree brothers and Ivy for making it up on the main roster. Good job. You have escaped.
They've graduated. Which honestly, they graduated.
They graduated. Good job. But yeah, no, I will take this again in a heartbeat. Absolutely, but if we can get rid of the diamond jammies, that would be lovely.
No, they're here forever.
No, they need better gear.
They're here forever.
They need better gear.
Shinsuke Nakamura defeated Akira Tozawa in a really quick showcase match for Shinsuke Nakamura.
It was fun to see. Tozawa was very colorful.
He is very, very bright. He is very, very colorful. They did a nice video package, though, leading to our next matchup, hyping up all four men in the match. It is Ricochet, The Miz, Bronson Reed, and Ivar. For a number one contendership for the Intercontinental Championship, the winner will fight Gunther at Survivor Series. Also, before we get into this match, yes, there was a CM Punk chant during the Shinsuke match.
Y'all, give it up.
There was also a sign, to look into my eyes. What do you see?
Y'all, give it up. Please,
it is a cult of person. Anyway.
Give it up.
Really good, really good four-way. Miz showing off some high-flying abilities and some new moves that we haven't seen from him in a long, long time.
I was going to say, yeah, he was trying to keep up with the young guys, that's for sure.
He really, really was. So the big men go to the top. Ivar hits a moonsault on Ricochet while Miz avoids the tsunami splash. Double pins. Ivar covers Ricochet 1-2 while Miz is kicking, covering Bronson Reed, who missed the tsunami and got the 3. Miz is the number one contender, but he was attacked after the match by Ivar, but the Miz wins in kind of not really controversial fashion. They try to build it as it was, but the ref was so slow. Like, when you do that, he should have been like double hands, one, like both arms counting the 3, but he only did it with one, so it was like obvious. And then the announcer's like, wait, did he kick out? It's like, yeah, we saw it. It was
they tried to do a thing, but they didn't quite manage the thing.
It was a great idea on paper that didn't execute when the job needed to be done, which is fine. So Miz is the number one contender. He'll fight Gunther if he can make it to Survivor Series.
Everybody get ready to collect Miz's nipples. They'll be in the 5th and 17th rows.
They probably will be. So it's time for the Battle Royale for the number one contendership. We got some highlight packages and interviews, including one with Becky Lynch. We talked about how she's going to win the Battle Royale and challenge Rhea Ripley at Survivor Series. And it'll be the most anticipated match at the show. Nia Jax showed up, said no one could throw her over the top rope to eliminate her, so she will win the Battle Royale. She said it would make her happy. She's been since she broke Becky Lynch's face. Becky's like, well, you broke my face, and then I went on to win the main event of WrestleMania while you went on to get fired.
Ouch.
Nice little dig there. So we had many, many women in this battle royal, including Maxine Dupri, Indy Hartwell, Ivy Nile, Zoe Stark, Tegan Knox, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler. But one who was not in it that we just talked about was Becky Lynch, as she was attacked from behind by Xia Li and was unable and get kicked right in the head. Xia then was like, hey, I'm going in the ring to fight. Adam Pearce is like, no, you ain't.
Yeah, no, you're not.
That ain't happening. Becky Lynch was medically disqualified from competing in the match. This was a good battle royal. You did the Casey's showing off a little bit. You had Nikki Cross still in her trance. And she stood there between Raquel and Nia for a moment, and then they just tossed her out of the ring. There were some good elimination spots in this one, but in the end, it was Zoe Stark heading to Survivor Series to channel challenge for the Women's World Heavyweight Championship.
And she got in Rhea Ripley's face about it.
She did get in Rhea's face afterwards. This is a good battle royal. Zoe's good choice, especially on this show. You didn't need a major contender, so this is a good choice.
It'll be a fun little match, that's for sure.
So, we got some stuff now. We got War Games. We've got the Women's World Championship match. We got the Intercontinental Title match. We got half the card, probably, right now, set for Survivor Series. You'll probably get 6 to 7 matches for the show. Maybe a Women's War Games with some of the women on SmackDown mixed into the mix. So that could be really, really interesting. We'll have to see if the women get one. But right now, we got 3 matches announced for Survivor Series, which is 2 weeks away from this Saturday, only on Peacock.
You woo. Thank you all for tuning in for the post-show you woo.
Thanks, Brent.
He had to get the ooh-woo in there, didn't he?
He was working on the ooh-woo earlier today.
Was he?
He was. He figured out how to do text-to-speech now. So there was that. Thanks, Brent. Thanks. So overall, good Monday Night Raw.
Very good Monday Night Raw. Very enjoyable, very fun, and we're building.
We are building to
survive. War game.
To war games.
He can do this. Oh, you weren't expecting Slytherin on Brent, then you don't know him.
There you go.
Trust me, it fits.
That will do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. We will be live Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern for the Rack. We'll review Crown Jewel.
That's right. Tune in. We'll be reviewing Crown Jewel. We might have news. I don't know how much we're doing, but it's the Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
He's an angel. He doesn't say anything controversial.
In public, maybe, but you forget. We've heard you.
Everything you say is controversial.
I mean, it's not a lie.
It's not a lie. All right, so here's the deal. Will we do a show Saturday? Maybe. It's up in the air. I don't know. Depends how I feel that day. Same goes for Sunday. We're figuring it out. But
it's a day-by-day thing.
I can tell you for sure, we will be live next Monday. I'll promise you that one. I'll promise you that we'll be live next Monday. Because this is an easy show to do. Because I can't do one following week. So we're doing one this next Monday. Yeah. I'm just thinking about the schedule. Because in 2 weeks, we're not doing a post show. I'm watching football. So.
He's watching.
It's Eagles, Chiefs. I'm watching football.
And he's watching.
I've made that executive decision months ago, watching football. So, anyway.
I mean, I respect the decision.
That's the deal. Anyway, and that's Thanksgiving week, so we'll figure that one out. Anyway. Lots going on, lots of changes. Hopefully everything works through. And when it does, we may have a really kick-ass stream.
Hey!
I don't know. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime like Casey did, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. Yes, it would be the Swifty. Oh. You can also use credit card Rocket Sock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward, where I'll be streaming Genshin Impact tomorrow night, 10:30 or 11 p.m. Eastern, where 4.2 is dropping. There's a new area dropping. There's a new Archon dropping. There's so much to look at and do and see, and we're going to go exploring before we hit the Archon quest on Wednesday, so you have that to look forward to. So twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard, linsward.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Lin's Ward on YouTube. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward 0.
We've been posting content on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio for Fortnite. We streamed Fortnite on Lindsay's channel. We may do it this weekend. Again, it's a day-by-day thing. Thank you for tuning in to the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for sure, and right back here next Monday night for sure, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network.